The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, Reading. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful fall morning outside. I'm here with Liam, and this is Ted Lighty in for Carl Bott. This morning, Carl is negotiating with the Taliban over there. He's trying to get some of them folks back who have been in prison for a while. I hope he does well. Liam.
Yeah.
What about the weather?
Alrighty, so yeah, today we have a high of 60, tonight a low of 40. We're going to be in the mid to high 60s today and tomorrow. Friday night we're going to see a low of 44, Saturday 54, Saturday night 41, Sunday 57. We're going to be seeing rain Friday through Sunday night, so.
That's my kind of weather.
No, I love it.
That's my kind of weather.
It's so nice.
It cannot rain enough, Reading.
Mm-hmm.
It cannot come down hard enough. Well, we've got a very special guest on the phone with us today, and it is Senator Brian Dahle, and also gubernatorial candidate Brian Dahle, and he is in a fight against Gavin Newsom, everybody's favorite governor in this town anyway, and we sure would like to know how that race is changing. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Ted. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you very much. How are you today?
We're doing great. We're trying to get out the vote, get people to vote. The numbers are coming in pretty low, actually. Obviously, we got a few days left here, but just trying to make sure that Northern California folks understand that we need to get our ballots in, because with this low voter turnout, we can actually be decisive in this election. We came up in the polls, the last poll, 7 points, and we're moving in the right direction. Obviously, you all know that there's a red wave coming across the nation, and I believe it's going to be in California as well.
I think that's fantastic. Of course, we voted, but one of the things today I think that we should really focus on, maybe I'll commit my day to it, is using a lot of social media and other communicating platforms to make sure everyone gets out to vote. Because, you know, some people they just procrastinate. They're a little bit slow. And, you've always been Northern California. You'll always win Northern California. But across the state, we need to get people out to vote, because that's going to make a big difference. And so I don't know if our listeners can do that or will do that, but I would certainly appreciate it. I have a standing rule in my household that if you don't vote, you can't come in my house. I know that's crazy, but that's just the way it is. Carl's seen it in action. Right, Carl? If you don't vote, you can't come in my house.
We have actually not left a tip for a girl that said, I'm not voting. What does it do? So I said, well, then we don't need to tip you.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a hard place in my heart for people who don't vote.
Are we being too dramatic?
Yeah, no. They call it a political sickness, political psychosis, or something like that.
Brian, Senator, how's it going?
It's going great. How are you?
Good. I just see so many positive things that you're putting out there, and you kind of think at night, are people going to actually vote with logic instead of just because there's a letter in front of somebody's name?
Well, you know, look, we did a it was last week, or yeah, I'm losing track of days here, but we did a get out the vote throughout California. I actually drove a semi truck with wrapped with Dahle, you know, get out the vote. We started in Chico and ended up in San Diego over the last week. And we stopped in places like Rockland and Marysville and Visalia, Bakersfield, Santa Maria, Santa Barbara, San Bernardino. We were in Orange County. Yeah, me driving a semi-truck in Los Angeles was fascinating in itself. I don't typically have to do that in traffic like that, but I was really excited about the people that came out. We had a lot of Latinos. We had a lot of Democrats and independents who were at the rallies and were saying, you know, we've never voted Republican, but we just can't take, you know, Gavin Newsom anymore. And, you know, we have the highest taxes and the highest poverty rate in the nation. We have crime running rampant in our streets. People can't afford to live in California, and they're leaving. We know that for a fact because, you know, we have about 200,000 people left California last year and the year before. And so I'm excited about the people that are coming out. We just need to get out the vote. That's what we've been focused on the last couple of weeks, and that's why I wanted to be on the show, was to make sure that, you know, in California, we have the ability to actually take your neighbor's ballot in. So if your neighbor can't get to vote, we call it the harvesting ballots. I know that that's a buzzword, but in California, it's legal to do, and the other party's been doing it very well. And 2.5 million Republicans didn't vote during the recall, and that would have changed the outcome. So I'm encouraging everyone, whether you're independent, Republican, Democrat, to get out and vote for change in California. We have an opportunity. And, you know, I'm a farmer. I work all year. We just finished planting our crops, or my son did. And, you know, we wait all year for the harvest. It's the same thing as elections. It's the harvest time. We need to harvest those ballots. My favorite time of farming, and we need to get out our votes. And so I'm encouraging the listeners to, can you imagine if everybody found one more person that wasn't going to vote and got them out to vote, we can change this election. We're not that many points behind. And remember, they're only polling likely voters. Well, there's a lot of voters who typically don't vote in midterm elections that are going to vote this time. So those poll numbers aren't always accurate. Excuse me. And so we have an opportunity here to get those people who are, you know, you have their ballot. Everybody that's registered in California has their ballot. So if you can go get your neighbor, help them fill it out, make sure you checked off, you know, my name and all your candidates that you're supporting locally and statewide, and we can change this election. So that's the goal, is in the next 5 days to make sure that we get out the vote. Take them to the county clerk if you're worried about securing your ballot. Remember, it's probably going to be very busy the day of election, so get those ballots in and make sure they're counted. I've already voted, dropped mine off at the county clerk's office, or I had a neighbor drop mine off, actually, from our church. They took a whole group of them over to Lassen County and dropped them off the clerk. You can track your ballot, and that's what we need to do. We need to get out the vote, and we can make a difference in California for the next 4 years. We can't take more of Gavin Newsom. You know, he's running for president, and he's not focused on California. And Californians are feeling the pain because of crime and inflation. Our schools are failing. I mean, name one thing Gavin Newsom's fixed in California in the last 4 years with more money than there's ever been in Sacramento.
Yeah, he doesn't do anything very well. I watched the debate with you, and his answers to me I mean, some of them, quite frankly, if you'll excuse the simple term, were just nonsense. I mean, the things you were saying, I would say, no, that's not right. That's not how it goes. Anybody that's a critical thinker can look at him and say, you are way out of your league. You got your cool hair, you got your cool jacket, you got your cool, you know, verbiage, and that weird kind of way he enunciates his words in spurts, you know, like but the bottom line is he doesn't say anything that's important, and the things he does say that he feels are important, I feel like they're a waste of time. I mean, they are an absolute waste of time. Californians care about this. Californians care about $6 a gallon gas. Californians care about diesel that they've heard may dry up. Californians care about housing, which was already expensive to begin with. Californians care about inflation, what it costs to buy bread, and Californians care about freedom. And in Sacramento, at this moment, although we have some real warriors fighting for freedoms in Sacramento, his party's the anti-freedom party. I mean, it's a real problem. We, you know, every time you say, well, for instance, the Bruin decision in July, you know, the Second Amendment decision. As soon as that decision came out, it took him 2-3 days to clamp everything down in California, to minimize all those rights that were returned to millions of Californians regarding the Second Amendment. And guess what? Of course, much of it didn't pass, and that did pass had to be changed because, of course, it was all bad ideas. As you know, one of them was no gun training for the youth in California. Well, that's the most ridiculous thing I might have ever heard. So, yeah, we need to get out to vote. We need to get our freedoms back. We need to understand that California is not like every other state. That's what you really got to get out, is that California is not like every other state. And we need to get our votes behind our politicians that understand freedom and want to get this state back to the way it was back in the 70s and the 80s, you know, when Reagan had it and our schools were doing well and all that. Anyway, Senator, we have to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Reading loves seeing new people and families move here, looking to join our community. But when those same people run for office telling us their big city ideas can unlock the untapped potential of our home, they're wrong. It's a shame they feel that way and can't see what makes our community so special. If untapped potential means bringing San Francisco to Reading, then it's better we just leave that keg untapped. Re-electing Michael DeQuisto and voting for Marcus Pardon will make our community great. And they're going to do the work needed to safeguard our home, paid for by the committee to elect Michael DeQuisto.
Hey Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here again, your candidate for District 5 Supervisor. On the campaign trail, a lot of the complaints I hear seem to surround some of our county code enforcement and health department. I believe we have some great people working for our county enforcing our codes and rules, but I would like to see some of those departments to redirect their focus a bit. When we have transient camps full of filth, waste, and drug paraphernalia, I would encourage our health department to concentrate on those areas rather than the small business owners or volunteers who are already doing their best to comply with our codes and ordinances. When there are large-scale marijuana grows being conducted in our county by non-county residents and even some out-of-country growers, we need code enforcement to concentrate on the pesticides and fertilizers that are contaminating our environment rather than the unpermitted carport or the above-ground pool that isn't up to code. Shasta County is a great place to live, raise a family, and retire to, but we do have some problems. I would like to use some of our great people and county assets to help solve those problems and lessen the burden on our law-abiding citizens. I'm Chris Kellstrom, and I would be honored to earn your vote. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Hi, this is Marcus Parton, candidate for Reading City Council. As a resident and business owner in this area for over 20 years, I pledge to use my experience to improve the quality of life in Reading. I will support responsible development while safeguarding historic properties like the riverfront and rodeo grounds. I will support our law enforcement officers and firefighters so that we have the best emergency services possible. I will support our business community by cleaning the bureaucratic muck bogging down our permit approval process. With your vote, I commit to putting your priorities first.
Hi, this is Reading Mayor Pro Tem Mark Mazzano. I'm excited to tell you I'm endorsing Marcus Parton for Reading City Council. He is the best choice for Reading.
Paid for by Marcus Parton for Reading City Council 2022.
Hello, this is Nadine Bailey, and one of my favorite quotes is policy, not politics. I've spent my life working on policy issues like forestry, water, and private property rights. That's why I support Kevin Cry. We need someone that understands that private property rights are not about who your friends are. I know this because I have friends on both sides of this issue. We need a strong leader who will stand up for property owners. Because next time it might not be a well-funded property owner that can afford to hire an attorney. Next time it might be your small business that government comes after. Please vote for Kevin Cry for supervisor.
I am Kevin Cry, and as your District 1 supervisor, I commit to being open and will always take responsibility for my decisions. When my opponent voted to take away the property rights of our local tribe, it threatens all property owners' rights. Shasta County deserves to have a leader that will put all people first. This November 8th, vote Kevin Cry. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Kevin Cry, Shasta County Supervisor, District 1.
I'm Baron Browning, running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 5. Join me in making public safety our number one priority. I'm committed to working with the Shasta County Sheriff on the following issues. Creating a recruitment and retention initiative to add sheriff deputies in rural areas and correctional officers to the jail. And a new state-of-the-art jail with mental health and drug treatment programs. I'm committed to enhancing the quality of life for all of Shasta County citizens so we can enjoy the beautiful place we call home.
Paid for by the committee to elect Baron Browning for district supervisor.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Bladen Barrel, thank you, Reading Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Reading. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Beautiful Thursday morning out here. We've got the, looks like Christmas lights are up year-round in the window here in the studio, and they look beautiful against a fall morning. And we've got Senator Brian Dolly on the line. Senator, hope you're still there.
I am, Ted. I wanted to say, I was listening to what we were talking about. California has all the resources available to be an amazing, great state. We have oil here in California, which under my leadership, there's 1,000 oil wells waiting to be drilled here in California, waiting at the desk of Gavin Newsom. He's pushed back on as we're importing oil from Ecuador. 24% of our oil is coming from Ecuador. And we want to stop exporting our emissions and our jobs to other countries when we can do those things right here, more safe, more reliable, and make California energy independent. Those are the things I'm going to be working on. As many of you know, we have a trucking business. In the last 8 months, just diesel costs, you were mentioning diesel, it's $200 a day per truck. That's $1,000 a week. That's $4,000 a month just in diesel costs for a truck. So every commodity that we move, we have to pass that price on. And that's why a dozen eggs just went up 40% in the last year. A gallon of milk, a 2x4, everything that you need to live and survive to make food and shelter is going to go up in California, not to mention, the gas you put in your car. So those are the things that I'm going to be championing here in California. You mentioned, the Second Amendment, and we've been voting. All the bills that came through last year were misdemeanor bills, just making it harder for law-abiding citizens to attain a firearm, and didn't do anything to get firearms out of felons' hands. We have literally tens of thousands felons who we know have firearms. It's called the APPS program. It's armed and prohibited persons that own firearms or have access to firearms that shouldn't have them in California. And, you know, the governor has not funded our local sheriffs and city police to go get those firearms. That's something I will do as governor to make sure Californians are safe. We can drive down the cost of energy in California. You know, Gavin Newsom talked about making you all drive electric car, and then 2 days later tells you not to charge your car because we don't have power in California. It would take 10 power plants the size of Diablo Canyon, which is the last nuclear power plant in California, which is 9% of our electricity, to power those cars. So there's no plan with what he's doing. All he's basically focusing on is running for president of the United States. He's going to leave California like he left San Francisco in shambles. and with people sleeping on the streets and addicted to drugs and crime running rampant. You know, Gavin Newsom let out 30,000 prisoners during COVID, and those people are on our streets. They're victimizing Californians. It's just we need to make sure that we get violent, repeat criminals back, serving their full sentences in prison, and make sure our streets are safe. So I want to make sure that Californians and North State people know, get out the vote. We can take back our state. We can have common sense approach to these solutions, Ted, and get California moving in the right direction. We have all the resources to do it. We just need leadership. And the great thing about being governor is you get to propose the budget, and you have a pen. It's called the veto pen, where we can stop this bad legislation, even if the legislature is still controlled by the Democrats.
Of course, yeah. And really, that's that's really kind of one of our hopes, is that we can get a governor elected that will do that. Because, you know, you start talking about letting out all these criminals during COVID and the crime on the streets and especially the guns. Because, you know, I am attached and I have a sensitive mind for the guns. And the having illegal guns on the streets should be number one on their agenda. Not climate change, not making us drive around in an electric car, not trying to figure out how to minimize our carbon footprint. Sure, I'm a believer in all that, and all that is important. And some of it is an individual responsibility, and you know, many of us have taken some steps to meet that end. But at the end of the day, it's a political will thing. They just don't know how to or want to. It's a want to issue. Get those guns off the streets. And every single day on our local news channel, we wake up and we watch guns being taken from felons off the streets. If there was a plan that was funded to get them off the streets, it would happen, and then you could have freedoms with firearms. But right now, that's what the legislature uses all this gun crime in the streets to minimize our rights, or to really just keep the rights of millions of Americans. You know, when they passed the Bruin decision, when the Bruin decision came down in July, AB 2571 came down not even 2 days later, which, of course, you know, is the Youth Firearms Act. And then they tried to pass SB 918. The only reason it didn't pass was because they had the emergency clause in it, because those people are so, you know, so short-sighted that they wanted to go into effect before they left, and of course that didn't pass. But it's coming back, and it's going to be one of these bills that again is going to minimize the rights or infringe, because that's in the Second Amendment, of millions of Californians just because they want to, just because they don't like what comes out of the Supreme Court.
Well, look, at the end of the day, Gavin Newsom is such a hypocrite. He supported Proposition 47, which was the Safe Schools and Neighborhoods Act, but in that, you can rape an unconscious woman in California and it's not considered a violent crime. I can't think of anything more violent than that. You can sex traffic a woman in California. We actually ran a bill last year to make it a felony for raping an unconscious woman and sex trafficking a woman in California, and it didn't get out of the first committee. It died in the first committee. Gavin Newsom stopped it. He doesn't care about he apparently likes that kind of crime. It's a revolving door. We have no punishment for crime. And when you don't have punishment for crime, you're going to see a lot of crime. We're seeing it. It was just a few months ago when, you know, the Taco Bell person in Redding was going to dumpster and got stabbed by a homeless person and died. And so that's going to continue on if we allow Gavin Newsom to be our governor. You're going to see he's going to punish the oil companies. He's talking about taxing them again. When Californians already pay the highest tax on fuel across the board, it's $1.42 a gallon with all the carbon tax, with the federal tax. All in is $1.42 a gallon. It's the highest in the nation. We need to drop those taxes down. We need to drive down the cost of energy. It will drive down the cost of everything that you need to build a home, to live in a home, to survive in California, and allow you to be able to make the California dream a reality. That's what I'm focused on. I've been in the legislature for the last 10 years. I understand how it's broken and how to fix it. I just want to do that. I want my children and your children to have a future in California. That's what this race is about. But we must get out the vote. Go vote, get your neighbors to vote, and we will take back California.
Absolutely, absolutely. And just like you said, just one person, if I can just get one person to go find somebody today and say, hey, look, did you vote? Did you get that vote in? Are you wearing your I voted sticker? You know, I wear, everyone laughs at me, I wear my I voted sticker on my hat, my baseball hat, for like months after any election. It's just stuck right there. And I teach classes in it. I go to meetings in it. You know, I'm at the exchange club or whatever with my I voted sticker on my hat because I'm proud of it. I'm proud of it. I think it's a duty. I think that it's an honor and a privilege, just like when I was in the Army and it was my honor to salute my officers, right? When an officer walked by, it was an honor to do that. It is a, and a privilege, of course, but it pains me when I hear people they didn't vote, that they say, oh, well, I didn't vote. It doesn't make a difference. What are you, nuts? Of course it makes a difference. Go vote. Go vote. Go get it done. Look at things you want changed on the street. It's the only way you're going to make change, people. It's the only way. You're getting up today. You're brushing your teeth. You're getting ready to get in your vehicle. You can still fill out that ballot and get it down to the clerk's office or put it in the mail or whatever. Unless you're just happy. Unless you're happy with these urchins that move through our streets every day and break into your cars. If you're happy with the stabbings like the one down at Taco Bell, if you're happy with the arson fire the night before last, if you're happy with that poor lady that got set on fire, if you're happy with the two-time robbery on Sundial Bridge on Halloween with the kids, if that's okay with you, then that's okay with you. Then you're just going to keep on moving down the road. I got that. But the rest of us, it's not okay with. And I'm here to tell you, there's one way to change it, and that's everybody moving in the same direction. Everybody's moving in the same direction.
Make sure you email all your – do a broadcast email to everybody on your email. Get out the vote. Make sure you share it on social media. Make sure you vote. Grab somebody else to go vote. You can go to briandaly.com. You can follow us. We're pushing out the vote. That's what our focus is for these last 5 days, is get out to vote. Let's take back California. It doesn't have to be this way. And you can guarantee if you get 4 more years of Gavin Newsom, it's only going to get worse, and you're going to be further in debt, and you're going to be paying more for everything that you shouldn't have to pay for in California, gasoline, food, and you're going to see crime continue to rise. He doesn't care about California. He's focused on president. It's time to take back California. There is a red wave coming. We must do our part. 2.5 million people didn't vote in the recall. Would have made a difference. If you're registered to vote, if you're not registered to vote, you can still same-day register. Get out the vote. Vote for Brian Daly. Go to briandaly.com. Follow us. We appreciate you having us on. And tell Linda hi.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what? I've been following you, and I just want you to know that I appreciate your courage, your wife's courage, your family's courage, everything you guys put on the line for this state. I really, really appreciate it. People don't know what it's like to run for election. It is grueling. It is expensive. It is something that it is pain that most of us will never know. So I just want you to know that this community supports the Daly family. And I will be watching you closely.
This is about the next generation, Ted. It's not about me. It's about my, like I said earlier, it's about our families. It's about the future of California. As California goes, the nation goes. We must take back California, because if you're leaving, it's coming there next. We need to make sure that we do our part. Again, thanks for having me on. I appreciate you guys.
You bet. You bet, Brian. Listen, good luck, and we'll be watching you closely, okay?
Take care.
All right, you too.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, I'm Shasta County Sheriff Michael Johnson. I'm coming to you today as a concerned citizen for our county. What we need in our county is experienced people who have the best interest of all the citizens of this county, who will represent us in a fair and equal way and know the business that's the most important to move this county forward. Will you join me this November 8th in voting for Aaron Reznor for District 1 Shasta County Supervisor?
Paid for by the committee to elect Aaron Reznor, Shasta County Supervisor, District 1.
Hello, Shasta County. Chris Kellstrom here once again. I'm running for District 5 Supervisor, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. I'm not a career politician, nor do I plan on ever becoming one. I am a common-sense Shasta County native who has over 40 years of customer service experience and a background in business management. I know how to get things done and treat people fairly. I will admit I lack political experience, but I consider that a good thing in this day and age of career politicians. The current man in the White House has decades of political experience, as do many of our so-called leaders in this state. Personally, I prefer common sense over political experience, and that's what I bring to the table. We have enough career politicians in this world, and I think serving in county politics should be one civic duty, not a career path or stepping stone to higher political office. I will push for term limits for the Board of Supervisors, and I'll refuse the retirement package on day one to prove my intentions. I believe we will get more done if a supervisor has only 1 or 2 terms in office instead of 20 years of empty promises. A vote for Chris Kellstrom is a vote for term limits. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Hi, this is Marcus Barton, candidate for Reading City Council. As a resident and business owner in this area for over 20 years, I pledge to use my experience to improve the quality of life in Reading. I will support responsible development while safeguarding historic properties like the riverfront and rodeo grounds. I will support our law enforcement officers and firefighters so that we have the best emergency services possible. I will support our business community by cleaning the bureaucratic muck bogging down our permit approval process. With your vote, I commit to putting your priorities first.
This is Rick Massetti, former mayor of the city of Reading, and I'm encouraging the thousands of voters who elected me to elect Marcus Parton.
Paid for by Marcus Parton for Reading City Council 2022.
That's okay. I like Jackson Brown too. Next time you can bump me in with some Seeker. How's that sound?
I got you.
All right. Thank you, my brother. All right. We are here with some very, very, very talented young people from UPREP. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves, starting over here on this end?
Hi, I'm Lauren Wildauer, and I'm playing Evie, who is the daughter of the Evil Queen.
Oh. I'm Daphne Royce. I'll be playing Mal, who is the daughter of Millicent.
Hello, my name is Sartaj Gill.
I'm going to be playing Ben. He is the son of Beast from Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, right on. Good, good. What is the name of your production?
We are performing Descendants, Disney's Descendants.
I love that. Absolutely. And what's the date?
November 11th, 12th, 19th, and 20th.
And you will be playing where?
We are playing at the Marr Theater at University Preparatory High School.
Fantastic. I'm really excited for you guys. Now, before we go any further, I guess you're selling tickets to this, right?
Yes.
And how does someone get tickets for it if they want?
It'll be on our website, upprepmusical.org.
upprepmusical.org. They can just buy them right on there.
You can also buy them at the door as well.
Oh, okay. So they can buy them at the door. Walk-in's more expensive?
Yes.
Good call.
Just a little bit.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, they're not. They're the same.
Not at all.
Hey, I'm just trying to get the details out here. You know. All right. So, you guys will November 11th is your opener.
Yeah.
Veterans Day means a lot to me. So thank you for that. Also, the day after the Marine Corps' birthday. So perfect. So when you guys do a production like this, about how long does it take for you to get ready? I mean, how long have you been practicing and working on this?
Like each, you mean like each day or you mean? Like,
yeah. How long did we start last year this time or?
No, we started this year, but like, you mean this week we're going till 3:30 till 6 o'clock every day. And the next week in tech week, we're going all the way till like 9.
And we've been doing it from August, like the second day of our school starting.
Right. It was like right off the bat.
Yeah.
How many performers in your group?
We have about 50.
And all those 50 will be somehow involved, eh?
Yes. Either with a speaking part or they're dancing or singing. Just, they're always on stage.
Yeah, the directors are very good with that.
Right.
This sounds like a great event. I mean, it sounds like a great event. It makes me want to go. which is, I mean, I always like to go to these events anyway. You know,
yeah.
I'm not that old. I remember what it was like to be in high school. And, you know, these events were cool.
Right.
So, I guess you guys are going to sing us a song, huh? From the production?
Yes.
And, what's it called?
Space Between.
Space Between?
Yes.
Okay. That's fantastic. And is all three of you or just one?
Just
two.
Yeah, it'll be a duet between Lauren and I. And then Sartaj will be singing his solo, Did I Mention?
Yes, sir.
I am loving that. I am pumped for that. All right. Ladies, take it away.
Okay.
Even if we're worlds apart, you're still in my heart. It will always be
you and me.
You and me.
You can find me in a space between where two worlds come to meet. You'll never be out of reach. Cause you're a part of me, so you can find me in the space between. You'll never be alone. No matter where you go, we can meet in the space between.
Fantastic. Everybody clap. That was awesome, man. Good for you. Good
Thank
for
you.
That was really, really fine.
Thank you.
And, Satosh?
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
What's your song called?
My song's called Did I Mention.
Did I Mention?
Yeah.
All right, make sure you pull that microphone down so I can hear that.
Yes,
hear
sir.
That baritone. Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Right on. Yeah. All right, take it away, brother.
Did I mention that I'm in love with you? And did I mention there's nothing I can do? And did I happen to say I dream of you every day? Well, let me shout it out loud, if that's okay. Yeah, if that's okay. I met this girl who rocked my world like it's never been rocked, and now I'm living just for her, and I won't ever stop. I never thought that it could happen to a guy like me, but now look at what you've done. You got me down on my knees.
Yeah!
Very good. Well, that was kind of rocking, wasn't it?
Yeah,
good for you.
A little Elvis in there.
Right.
Yeah, I thought it was real good. Yeah,
thank you, sir.
Keep that up. Fantastic. So, the night of, the day of a production, you guys have to get in costume, you got to do makeup, you got all this other stuff going on in your life. What time do you start getting ready for a production that is scheduled for? Let's say, what's the first night? 6 o'clock, 8 o'clock?
First night is 7 o'clock for, like, our showtime, but we need to be there at 5 getting ready.
Okay. Right. 2 hours.
Yeah.
Do you guys have makeup artists that sit there and work on you and while you're sitting
They're
there?
They're really great. They're, like, super creative. And we also have students, too, who also do makeup, and they can, like, totally help us out.
That's what I'm kind of imagining here is students helping students get ready.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes. A lot of makeup.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. And then what about your costumes? Are they elaborate?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Cindy Sumption, she's our costumer, and she is amazing with the costumes.
She puts so much thought and effort into, like, every single piece, and it's amazing.
She 100%. She's as integral.
She carries.
As, you know, any of the other directors. She carries this show so much.
It really adds that wow factor to our production.
Because as much as the set, you know, it has to look great, it's the costumes, right? It's all about that immersive experience, and she brings that every time.
Because you can listen, like, all you want, but, like, it's the visuals that really will get you in the show.
Oh, sure. Definitely. Absolutely. When you show up, you want to see a spectacle.
Exactly. Yeah.
And costumes are huge.
Yeah.
You know,
really good.
Yeah, costumes are huge because even if you watch even any show or TV, for instance, where you can't even really see a costume, you can't hear it. You know, costumes have sound. We look at the costumes. We look at the costuming.
Yeah. Right.
You know, especially on big, like, Game of Thrones and all those.
Yeah.
Like, hey, look what she's wearing. That is nuts. You know?
Yeah.
I never would have thought of that. But, yeah, costuming is very, very important.
Right.
All right. Well, I'm sitting here with UPrep. What's your formal name again?
University Preparatory High School Musical.
University Preparatory High School Musical.
Yeah, it's
group.
It's on Eureka Way.
No.
Hill.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'd all know where it's at.
Oh, okay.
Okay. We've lived here a while. I know where it's at. That used to be a ninth grade high school, you know.
Yeah.
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 Oh, you went there.
Yes.
Yeah, Nova. Nova High School. Yeah. All right. Well, listen, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. And then we're all going to sing Take It Easy by the Eagles.
Sounds good. Let's do it.
All right. Let's do that. All right. We'll be right back. Free Fire Radio.
A new voice for Anderson City Council. Amarjeet Singh will listen to you at town hall meetings. He supports Anderson Police Department and the Anderson Teen Center. Amarjeet Singh, Anderson City Council. This ad taken over by Singh for Anderson City Council.
Hey, Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here. I delivered our local paper before the age of 12. I managed a grocery store in Anderson at 19 and later on another store in Happy Valley. I've been a driver salesman for the last 20 years for various companies here in Shasta County. I have over 40 years of customer service experience and I want to bring that experience to all of our county departments. I plan on creating a simple website like fast food franchises and retailers use. Go to this website and let us know how we did. How was your experience? How did we do? The majority of our county departments will get nothing but compliments and all I will say is keep up the good work. Thank you. But for those few departments where we might have a problem, that problem will be addressed. The culture must change to, number one, the citizen is a customer. Treat them accordingly. And number two, if the citizen is a taxpayer, they are the quasi-boss. Treat them as such. A vote for Chris Kellstrom is a vote for customer service. Let's make all county departments friendly and helpful like the majority already are. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Reading loves seeing new people and families move here, looking to join our community. But when those same people run for office telling us their big city ideas can unlock the untapped potential of our home, they're wrong. It's a shame they feel that way and can't see what makes our community so special. If untapped potential means bringing San Francisco to Reading, then it's better we just leave that keg untapped. Re-electing Michael DeQuisto and voting for Marcus Pardon will make our community great. And they're going to do the work needed to safeguard our home. Paid for by the committee to elect Michael DeQuisto.
My name is Brenda Lunty. My husband and I have owned San Francisco Deli for 30 years and been a resident of Shasta County for 40 years. I first met Kevin as a customer in our deli. When he decided to run for supervisor of District 1, where I live, I was happy to offer my support. At a recent reception, a woman mentioned she had difficulty contacting local officials, trying to get answers. No one would return her calls. Kevin immediately offered her and everyone else his phone number. He was willing to talk to groups, small or large, one-on-one, to anyone who had questions about who Kevin Cry was or anything else they might have concerns about. I believe he is someone who will be accessible to those who put him in office, not just the elite. Every Shasta County voter deserves to have access to our officials to get answers to their questions and concerns. I'm confident Kevin is that guy. I am endorsing Kevin Cry for District 1. Thank you, Brenda Lunte.
This ad paid for by the committee to elect Kevin Cry, Supervisor District 1.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
I'm Max Steiner, the Democratic candidate for Congress here in CD1. I am a combat veteran and a political moderate. I am pro-timber, pro-gun, pro-choice, and pro-America. I am not a typical woke Democrat, and I am not a career politician. My legislative priorities as your representative would cut across party lines. We need to protect the fundamentals of our democracy. We must reduce fire risk by thinning our forests, strengthening the timber industry, and hiring more firefighters. We need to build more dams to reduce the impacts of climate change. We should codify Roe v. Wade into law. Finally, we must ensure security abroad with a strong military and security at home with strong police forces. We need to make big changes in Washington. If we keep voting for the incumbents, nothing will ever change. We need politicians who will put principles over party, politicians who will say no to the far left and the far right. We need politicians who will truly put America first. In November, I would be honored to earn your vote.
I'm Max Steiner, and I approve this ad paid for by Max Steiner for Congress.
A new voice for Anderson City Council. Amarjeet Singh will listen to you at town hall meetings. He supports Anderson Police Department and the Anderson Team Center. Amarjeet Singh, Anderson City Council. This ad paid for by Singh for Anderson City Council.
Work, my brother. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I am here with the U Prep musical group. They are setting up their performance for Descendants by Disney. We did a song earlier. It was fantastic. I want to thank everybody here for doing that for us. You guys might want to get a recording of it, and we can use it as bump music coming in and out of the radio. He's like, "What is that? Oh, that's the U Prep." That's a U Prep music. I think you should go see them here directly. One reminder is we have our Veterans Day Parade. Big deal for everybody in our community because our veterans serve us so proudly. Saturday, November 5th at 10 a.m. Highway 151, Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, California. They have a pancake breakfast from 6 to 10. And then they have luncheon at the American Legion Post. So, here's what it is. It's a fantastic day honoring those who serve. Okay. And unless you've served, and many of you have, it's very difficult to understand how alternative service is, right? Like, it's hard to imagine today I'm going to put all my stuff in a pack and then I'm going to get on a plane and I'm going to live on the ground in a hole for 2 years with no internet, with no phone. The only thing I get's mail. And we play cards, we gamble for batteries and Gatorade. Because that's what's most important is batteries and Gatorade, right? So you can listen to your tunes and all that stuff. So veterans need to be honored. And our Veterans Day Parade is in the 29th Annual Shasta Lake Lions Veterans Day Parade on November 5th. All right. I said that to say this. I got two seniors, both going on to do performances in college. One of them is going to do performance. That's going to be your major, right?
Yeah, music education. Yeah,
perfect. And you're going to be a doctor.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's fantastic. What kind of doctor?
Ooh, probably going to be cardiologist like my mom. I think it's pretty cool.
That is cool. Dr. Gill.
Exactly. Dr. Gill round two.
Okay. Dr. Gill, I'm impressed. 0.0. I thought maybe you would do, you know, as good looking as you are, you do cosmetic.
Oh. You model you.
Oh, yeah. You're just all fixed up. You're working on yourself, man, and
yeah,
coming
exactly.
out there. What's up? All twisted steel and sex appeal, you know?
Yeah.
What's happening?
That's
Taj. I'm Taj. Yeah. That'd be cool. Hey, there's a lot of money in that.
You're right.
There's a lot of money in that. But hey,
I wouldn't say no.
There's something more important than cardiology. Keep saving people's lives.
Absolutely.
That's a big deal. I had some episodes when I first got out of the service. I was in for 22 years, so getting out's a big bump, right?
Yeah.
It's hard to acclimate back to being a civilian. And I was having a few episodes, and I had a cardiologist, Bruce Miller.
Oh, yeah, Miller, yeah.
And he and I he was also my neighbor. So we're really tight right now. We're really good friends and have been for years because I thought I had heart issues, right? What I really had was massive stress. So, but, it's amazing. You can take someone in who is about to die and you can fix them and they can go home that night as a cardiologist, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Right? Crazy. So I'm proud of each one of you and, you've done a fantastic job here today. And so when, were you guys performers your whole lives? I mean, like...
Yeah. Oh, no? Well, Daphne.
Like, you started...
No. I've been doing musicals since first grade. I've done... I think this is my 16th show I've been in.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
You're like the Tom Brady of performers, huh? Dang.
I've been doing this since, like, I was 6 or 8. I mean, back then it was not really a show. It was more just... it's a show, but we're still little. I've done every year at UPrep, starting in sixth grade. I've done every musical since then. So I think it's like I've been somewhere around 9 musicals in total.
Wow. Wow.
What about you, Daphne?
I've been doing musicals since last year. This is my second musical. It's
she's already lead.
She's so talented.
Here's the thing, right? So I'm Daphne. And, okay. And by the way, I love Daphne.
Yes, we all love Daphne.
First of all, I love the name because if you like Scooby-Doo.
Gosh,
right,
I was Daphne this Halloween. This past Halloween.
Yeah, it's great. If your name is Daphne, you got like an extra 10 points on everybody that ever watched
Absolutely.
That cartoon. They're like, what's your name? It's Daphne. Oh, wow, that's really cool, right? So you just wake up one day and say, today I'm doing a musical. I'm going down. I'm going to see who will let me sing, and I feel like singing.
Yeah, well, it was, like, what really, like, caught me was obviously the singing, because I've grown up singing, and I've always loved singing. And I just never got the opportunity, like, due to, like, gymnastics and just a bunch of other, like, stuff that I just couldn't do the musical. And so when I finally got the opportunity to, it was, like, the perfect moment for me. It was... just everything just worked out so amazing. I got so much support from everyone, and it was just like I made such a good choice joining the musical.
Yeah, well, obviously so. So you just it was part of your. So when you picked your classes, was that the deal that you picked this or this?
No,
was just
no, it's an
extracurricular.
Yeah, it's this on top of everything.
Did you have to audition?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how was it? Was it like what's that show? Was it like
Glee? I would just say
Glee.
Glee, yeah. Was it like Glee?
No, not really. Yeah, it was like, you know the people in the, like, casting, like, personally, so it's, like, a little easier, but of course you're still going to get a little nervous.
I would argue a little bit against Daphne here. I mean, after 7 years, it did not get any easier for me.
Really?
It's scary.
No, it's always, like, callbacks are so easy and, like super laid back and chill, but it's, like, the first singing audition, like, the first round you have to do, that's, like, terrifying.
Oh.
Yeah, you can. Do you ever read their body language when they're singing?
Yes.
Like,
oh yes,
it's impossible to.
Yeah,
I don't pay attention to them.
Yeah. What? Yeah,
no, sometimes
good. That's cool. That's
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
I like
there's
that.
Some
that's,
who
a
are
good,
like,
that's good style. I don't even look at them. I just do my best. I don't look at them. In fact, sometimes I think they're not there.
Yeah, just there to sing.
Yeah, I'm just there to
sing. Oh yeah,
it's good. You know, it's good when they're like smiling and nodding, and then like sometimes you see them like look off just a little bit, and you're like, oh no, that's not good.
I'm out, leaving right now.
Every glance.
Our director right now is listening to this, and she's just cracking up.
Yeah.
Because I get like really enthusiastic, and then like, but I'm in the back of my mind, I'm like, they're lying to me right now. Like, did they hear that voice crack?
No. I think you guys are fantastic. I am so glad you're here, and I'm so glad you came in today. I saw you waiting out in the waiting room. Like, well, I don't know who the heck those people are, but I'm going to get them on the radio because they look like they're going to be a lot of fun. And I was right. I was right. So, U-Prep musical, dates again?
11th, 12th, 18th, 19th. I'm sorry, I messed it up the first time I said it, but it's November 11th, 12th, 18th, 19th.
And website for tickets. Where are we going?
Uprepmusical.org.
Uprepmusical.org to go see these fine performers. Yeah. All right, listen, we got to break it up because I got Baron Browning sitting out there waiting on me in a waiting room. And I'm sure we got to go to break.
Absolutely.
So I would like to invite you guys anytime you want to come back to come back and have an interview with us. It'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. Good luck on
your performance. Thank you so much.
You bet.
Thanks.
He just grinned and shook my hand. No was all he said. Take a load off, Lenny. Take a load for free. Take a load off, Lenny.
KCNR, Shasta. Reading.
Elections. The White House defends the president's itinerary as polls show Democrats struggling to maintain control of the U.S. House and possibly the Senate.
In Pennsylvania, the latest Decision Desk HQ survey and analysis of the polls giving Republican U.S. Senate candidate Mehmet Oz a 53.9% chance of victory compared with Democrat John Fetterman's 46.1% chance. President Biden continuing to obsess over former President Trump. Mr. Biden in a speech last evening accusing Mr. Trump of promoting what Biden calls
a big lie that the election of 2020 had been stolen.
No mention of the Democrats who over the years have argued that their elections were stolen by the Republicans. GOP reaction to the Biden speech from a leading Republican voice.
Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas took to Twitter to react to the president. Senator Cotton says, another embarrassing, unpresidential partisan rant from President Biden, par for the course. Senator Cotton continued, to Biden, democracy means one thing, Democrats having complete power.
That's correspondent Bernie Bennett. 217,000 people applied for unemployment last week, about 1,000 fewer than the week before. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says it's too soon to talk about pausing interest rate hikes. That remark, following the Fed's latest increase, sent Wall Street into a tailspin. Right now, the Dow is down about 104 points, the NASDAQ off 60, and the S&P trading 18 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Lance Wall now, Christian author and evangelical leader, here to remind you that God's gifts should never be taken for granted. Take, for example, your retirement savings. You've worked hard for your money, and God has rewarded you for that. Now, with record inflation eating away at the value of the U.S. dollar, those rewards are literally being taken from you. But there is a way the faithful can fight back. By diversifying your retirement account into gold, your savings can be protected. And that's what God wants. Even better, a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group allows you to transfer your current retirement funds into gold without fees or penalties. To see how it works, text the word FAITH to 989898 to get a free info kit on gold IRAs. That's FAITH to 989898. Take action right now, and I pray that your family is blessed with continued prosperity.
Tokyo criticizing North Korea's latest missile tests, which prompted Japan's government to warn some residents to stay indoors.
Air raid sirens were heard in parts of Japan this morning as three missile launches from North Korea were detected. One, a long-range intercontinental ballistic missile. That test appears to have failed, with the missile breaking up as it re-entered the Earth's atmosphere. North Korea has ramped up its testing with more than 60 missiles launched this year, far more than in any previous year. It needs to fire these weapons to learn how to improve their performance, but this is also intended to demonstrate the increasing sophistication of North Korea's missiles and their potential to inflict massive destruction, especially if carrying nuclear warheads.
The BBC's Jonathan Head. Chancellor Olaf Scholz making his first visit to China as Germany's leader, a diplomatically delicate trip. News and analysis, townhall.com. The Astros tie the World Series by beating the Phillies 5-0 on the second no-hitter in the history of the Fall Classic.
Christian Javier allowed just two walks while striking out nine through the first six innings. Brian Abreu struck at all three batters he faced in the seventh. Rafael Montero retired all the batters he faced in the eighth. And Ryan Pressly recorded the final three outs in the bottom of the ninth. Alex Bregman hit a two-run double for the Astros, who even this best-of-seven series at two games apiece.
Correspondent Michael Luongo in Philadelphia. Inflation putting an even tighter squeeze on already pricey kids' sports. Says sticker shock in youth sports, nothing new. But the onslaught of double-digit inflation across America this year added a costly wrinkle on the path to the ballparks, swimming pools, and dance studios all across the country. Watching Wall Street, the Dow down 91 points. The S&P is off 17. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. Redding, Ted Leidy in for Carl and Linda Bott. Carl is doing a very important negotiation somewhere, trying to get some hostages freed out of Ukraine. So, you know, he's doing something very important today. And so I'm in, and I'm happy to be here. It's a beautiful, beautiful fall morning. So happy about it today. We could have areas of frost before 8 a.m. Otherwise, it's going to be sunny with a high near 60. North-northwest wind, 8 to 11 mile per hour with gusts as high as 18. Tonight, clouds will increase with a low around 40. Tomorrow, partly sunny, the high near 63. Light and variable wind becoming south-southeast around 6 in the afternoon. Friday night, 30% chance of rain. Saturday, rain, high near 54. Saturday night, rain. Rain likely mostly before 11. And then Sunday rain after 11 a.m. So we're going to get some rain. I am just so stoked about that. I mean, I am absolutely absolutely pumped up. And I love that disclaimer, Liam, when we first get back on at the hour, because it's my moment to express my opinion without fail, which is I don't think boys should be playing girl sports. There we go.
Exactly.
I don't care. Go ahead, hate me. Right? Nobody wants me, Ted Leidy, to go get on the girls' weightlifting team at Shasta College. But I easily could, right? I mean, I easily could. But that's my opinion and nobody else's or somebody else's. And if you don't like it, you can call in and argue with me about it. That'd be fine. I have with me this morning one of my favorite politicians. You guys... Yeah, he's been around a while. Everybody knows him. Barron Browning, the mayor of Anderson. Good morning, Barron.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. When Carl said you were going to be my guest, I was like, oh, I like to talk to Barron Browning. Remember the first time we met, I asked you if that was your stage name.
I do, yes.
Right here at this table. So.
My name has never been changed.
It's awesome.
It's always been Barron Browning.
I think I asked you what your middle name was. What's your middle name?
Vincent.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Barron Vincent Browning. That's sturdy. That's a sturdy name right there. In a fight... For District 5, your opponent is supported by the Red, White, and Blueprint folks, but you are running on your experience, I would say.
Yes.
And what's going on in the city of Anderson.
Yeah, exactly.
And, of course, unless you've had your whole head in a hole for the past 5 years, you know the city of Anderson runs a pretty tight ship.
Yes, we do.
And they're proud of it. And the police department's proud of it. The city council's proud of it. I know the mayor is proud of it. And we talk about it quite a bit up here. And I'm not so sure some of the agencies up here don't like that, you know. But it's all about the political will, isn't it?
Yes.
It's about political will. When you want something, you must have the political will to do it. And sometimes it means sacrifice for you, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the council puts in a lot of hours to understand what the needs of the people are. And I think we understood, you know, 8 years ago when we went after the half-cent sales tax for public safety primarily. And we've held true to our word, which is super important. We've been very transparent about making public safety our number one priority. At the time that I was elected, we had 13 sworn officers, and today we have 20, I think we're at 27 sworn officers today. So quite the jump. So you go from, you know, 1.5 officers per shift to 3.5 officers per shift. And you're really able to understand being, and law enforcement understands this way better than I do, but being a proactive police officer, and stopping crime before it starts.
And that actually is something that I constantly tell people, look, if you want to stop crime, you need to have more contacts.
That's
right?
Correct.
Because when you have more contacts, and not calls for service, contacts, just stop and see what's going on inside that car, or stop and see what's going on in that yard, or whatever, without, of course, violating their Fifth Amendment rights or Fourth. Take a look, and if it doesn't look right, then it's not right. Go fix it.
That's right.
Right? Don't drive by it.
And I think it's bigger than that. I think I know the council saw a vision of when you have public safety as your number one priority, then what you get next is people wanting to move to your city and builders wanting to build homes and subdivisions in your city. And when you start getting rooftops, guess what happens after that? You start getting business.
Right. Absolutely.
And so those things fall hand in hand in hand, and those things go exactly for the county as well. We really have got to stand behind our sheriff. We've got to understand what the deputies and correctional officers are dealing with every day and work with the sheriff to fix those things that need to be fixed from what we're hearing from our officers.
Yeah, I absolutely stand behind Sheriff Johnson. I went and talked to him. I went and briefed him. And, you know, I'm a huge Second Amendment guy. I'm a huge freedom guy. All freedoms,
yeah.
You know, and I understand because of the education that I've had regarding the Constitution, how much that Constitution means to any community, right? You think, oh, it's a federal steering document that was finished up in 1791 and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But no, that is very, very important. Private property rights, very important.
Absolutely.
It's clear in the Constitution that, you know, that's your property and you have certain rights on it. Your community seems to have really taken that all the way as far as they can take it. But back to Sheriff Johnson, he used to be your chief. Met with him already once, want to meet with him again. First off, just a real personable, fantastic, you know, guy. And everybody said, oh, Tom Basenko, he was the most Second Amendment sheriff we ever had, right? And then I've got, of course, after Tom, then here comes Sheriff Johnson with Eric in the middle. But I met with him, and he looked at me, and I could tell as soon as he started speaking that he wanted to give his community every Second Amendment right that he could, you know.
Absolutely.
That made sense. As far as how many guns were on a permit, he was very questioning about that. Yeah, we have to get behind him and let him do what he needs to do. And he's already done a lot, because I happen to know that just his idea about wiping out the pot fields east of town here made a lot of pot growers leave.
That's right.
Right.
Absolutely. He's a very forward thinker, not only when it comes to marijuana eradication and taking care of those illegal grows and getting rid of the criminal element when you do that. When you start doing that, they won't come back again next year. I just heard from somebody up in just past around the Shingletown area just a couple days ago, and they said the people that were there the year before did not come back.
You wipe out a couple of them, and in everybody else's mind, they're next.
That's right.
And there's better ways to make a living.
That's
really
right.
There's better ways to make a living. So he's smart, because he didn't really have to do much. He just did some. And
right.
When he did some, that was it.
Right.
Because nobody had done anything before.
Well, he targeted the big growers, right? And that's what he went after.
Right.
Because when you go after the big growers, they won't come back. And as you start bleeding them off, then you can go for the medium growers and the low growers, and, you know, you start tackling them one at a time, but they won't come back.
Well, and you got to figure, I'm a freedom guy. I don't really care if a guy wants to grow some wacky weed in the back of his yard. Not my business. But those guys who are growing 10,000 plants, it's the criminal element that follows them that really brings crime into our community.
Well, the environmental devastation that they leave behind.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Because they don't clean up after themselves.
No.
They leave all that debris there. You have all of the illegal chemicals that they poured in there now leaking into our streams and waterways.
Yes.
It's much bigger than they just went out and grew a little bit of marijuana. It's
right.
much bigger than that.
Right. Absolutely. And it's and I'm going to use my kids' terms here if you'll just excuse it. They're sketchy. Those people that go in and have those grows are sketchy.
Well, think about all the people that they affected when they were on somebody else's property and threatening them if they turn
right.
them in. I mean, that's a quality of life that nobody deserves.
Right.
And especially for someone that doesn't even live here and doesn't even own the land.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
So, and not to mention the fact that the growers down below, I'm talking about the farmers, not yep. the marijuana growers, now they don't have water because they stole it all.
And
they're damming up their streams. You know, the water's not coming down to the lower areas. All those people are now without water, too. And I think I just heard the governor a couple days ago saying he was going to reinforce his task force and attach those to the local task force.
Yep.
Not that I'm a big Newsom fan by any stretch of the imagination. And I do believe in some regards it's just, you know, he's playing politics because it's an election season.
Sure.
But, you know, I think it's our job now to hold him to it, right?
Oh, yeah.
If by some strange reason he gets reelected and Dolly doesn't, which I'm definitely for Dolly getting elected.
Oh, yeah.
I think he'll do a lot better job than what we've had so far, especially the way we live in our life in Northern California, and for the whole citizens of all of California. I think he'll do a much better job. But having said all of that, I think, if he does get reelected, then we need to hold him to it. That's our job as politicians. That's our job as citizens. And we need to be touting from the highest mountain, hey, this is what you promised to do. This is needs to be done.
How would you do that?
I think we get with the sheriff and understand who's out there and who's attached to him now and get him to ask for more help because that's what he's promised he would do. And if he doesn't, then we as supervisors need to be also going after him as well and making sure that he's doing the things that he said he was going to do.
It's just about being loud. It's
right.
about being
the loudest one wins, right?
Yeah.
At the end of the day,
yeah.
the loudest one wins.
I'm learning that. You know, I've got a business, opened up a gun shop down off of Lake Boulevard, just east of Shasta Lanes, and I'm learning you got to be loud.
Right.
If you're not loud, you're just another person calling and complaining. But if you call every day, let me tell you, it happens.
Right.
And this is a city of Reading deal, and I'm really, really happy with how hard they've worked on the things that we've done at, we needed there around our business with the homeless and the debris that they leave and all that kind of stuff. So we could talk about that after the break. Baron, I sure am glad you're here.
Thanks for having
me. I sure am glad you're here.
Love being here.
Yeah. This is a good morning for me. So we're going to go ahead and take a break and pay some bills. Free Fire Radio, Ted Lighty in for Carl Bott, and hope everybody's having a great morning. Start much too late. All sooner or later it comes down to fate. I might as well be the one. Well, they showed you a statue, told you to pray. They built two temples and locked you away. Oh, but they never told you to pray.
I'm Max Steiner, the Democratic candidate for Congress here in CD1. I am a combat veteran and a political moderate. I am pro-timber, pro-gun, pro-choice, and pro-America. I am not a typical woke Democrat, and I am not a career politician. My legislative priorities as your representative would cut across party lines. We need to protect the fundamentals of our democracy. We must reduce fire risk by thinning our forests, strengthening the timber industry, and hiring more firefighters. We need to build more dams to reduce the impacts of climate change. We should codify Roe v. Wade into law. Finally, we must ensure security abroad with a strong military and security at home with strong police forces. We need to make big changes in Washington. If we keep voting for the incumbents, nothing will ever change. We need politicians who will put principles over party, politicians who will say no to the far left and the far right. We need politicians who will truly put America first. In November, I would be honored to earn your vote.
I'm Max Steiner, and I approve this ad paid for by Max Steiner for Congress.
Hey Shasta County, it's been another hot, dry summer once again here in the North State. Not only has it been hot, but the lack of water in our lakes and canals have left our county especially dry. I pray for no fires, and I thank our firefighters for their hard work. I am Chris Kellstrom, and I hope to earn your vote this November. One of the many things I plan on doing in Shasta County is making our forests cleaner and safer from wildfires. I want to write an ordinance to make the state and feds manage our forests better than they have been doing. I want to reduce the fuel loads on our state and federal forest lands. I have already consulted several experts on this subject. project and would like to reduce the risk of wildfire in the future. I don't want to burden the private landowners with an ordinance, but I would like to strongly encourage them to reduce their fuel loads also. I would like to save the available grant monies to help out the private landowners, but make our state and federal agencies reduce the fire risk rather than beg for compensation after a disaster. I am Chris Kelster, and I hope to earn your vote. Let's work to save our beautiful North State Forest and protect our citizens, property, and lives. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kelstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Hi, this is Marcus Barton, candidate for Reading City Council. As a resident and business owner in this area for over 20 years, I pledge to use my experience to improve the quality of life in Reading. I will support responsible development while safeguarding historic properties like the riverfront and rodeo grounds. I will support our law enforcement officers and firefighters so that we have the best emergency services possible. I will support our business community by cleaning the bureaucratic muck bogging down our permit approval process. With your vote, I commit to putting your priorities first.
This is Rick Bassetti, former mayor of the city of Reading, and I'm encouraging the thousands of voters who elected me to elect Marcus Parton.
Paid for by Marcus Parton for Reading City Council 2022.
Hello, this is Nadine Bailey, and one of my favorite quotes is "policy, not politics." I've spent my life working on policy issues like forestry, water, and private property rights. That's why I support Kevin Cry. We need someone that understands that private property rights are not about who your friends are. I know this because I have friends on both sides of this issue. We need a strong leader who will stand up for property owners. Because next time it might not be a well-funded property owner that can afford to hire an attorney. Next time it might be your small business that government comes after. Please vote for Kevin Cry for supervisor.
I am Kevin Cry, and as your District 1 supervisor, I commit to being open and will always take responsibility for my decisions. When my opponent voted to take away the property rights of our local tribe, it threatens all property owners' rights. Shasta County deserves to have a leader that will put all people first. This November 8th, vote Kevin Cry. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Kevin Cry, Shasta County Supervisor, District 1.
Reading loves seeing new people and families move here, looking to join our community. But when those same people run for office telling us their big city ideas can unlock the untapped potential of our home, they're wrong. It's a shame they feel that way and can't see what makes our community so special. If untapped potential means bringing San Francisco to Reading, then it's better we just leave that keg untapped. Re-electing Michael DeQuisto and voting for Marcus Parton will make our community great. And they're going to do the work needed to safeguard our home. Paid for by the committee to elect Michael DeQuisto.
Tune right there. I'll give you $5 if you can name the band. It's the Hooters. It's the Hooters, right, Liam? That's a great song, man.
It's so good.
Yeah, man. It's good. It takes off.
I'll buy the coffee after the show.
That, brother. I like it. My guest this morning is Baron Browning. Oh, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on this great, great fall morning. I hope you're having a great commute. My guest this morning is Mr. Baron Browning. He is currently the mayor of Anderson and locked in a fight for District 5. This is a good time for me to remind you that you must go vote. Okay. And you need to vote for forward thinkers. You need to vote for strategic change. If you're happy with the way things are going, then you just rock on with your bad self and vote for, you know, whoever you want to. But Baron Browning is sitting here talking about voting for strategic change. And I like that idea because, you know, I'm programmed for strategy, right? I mean, I was in the Army my whole life. Everything was a strategy. When I became a command sergeant major, I had to do a quarterly briefing in front of a general and his aide and all of their staff on what my strategy was to make up for shortfalls that I had in my system, right? And it wasn't homelessness or it wasn't crime. It was training shortfalls or combat shortfalls. I wasn't, you know, you had to be combat ready. People who were in roles that needed to be filled that were empty and how I was going to fill them. Right. And training that was going to decrease, my expected injury rate on an airborne operation that has 10,000 people. right? And we can expect 15% injury rate. So those people are non-combat. So that's the kind of stuff that every quarter I was briefed on, and how I, and then I had to have on PowerPoint how I was going to fix that, what training I was going to put in place, how I was going to recruit others from other places to fill roles, just all kind of stuff like that. And I know there's some strategy that goes on, but I feel like in the city of Anderson, there's real strategy going on. There's talk about, you know, we were talking about the code, for stopping and giving people money on the street.
Right.
And that's against the law, right? It's a citation.
It is.
$250.
Right. Can't block traffic.
I told you, I think a real good strategy would be to take a look at the map in Redding or Anderson or wherever, figure out where all the crime is, and then up your contacts by 50% there. Those are contacts. Those are blinkers out. Those are license plate lights out. Those are whatever they are, contact them.
So,
because you're going to find your people that are.
And I am touting Sheriff Johnson. I know he already got elected, but he, you know, when he first came on, that's exactly what he did. He targeted the Bruce Street area, which was heavy crime, going in there and meeting with the apartment owners and just saying, hey, this isn't going to be tolerated. How do we help you get there? This is not the quality of life that the other citizens that are renting in your apartment agreed to. This is not what they expect. And really targeting those others. Another group came in and formed the Mantra House, which is really a place, a hub for that community to go to and really get life skills because it's a very low-income area. Anderson as a whole is a low-income area.
Sure.
But they built the Mantra House, and I applaud them. In fact, Mike Gallagher, who sits on the city council with me, the vice mayor this year, is running again, and him and his wife started that many years ago and really helped clean up the Bruce Street area and gave those people that were not in that element of crime, a place to go and really learn life skills. And it's been a huge part of our community. But he didn't just target that area. Now Sheriff Johnson, then Chief Johnson, targeted the other apartment complexes in the area that also had crime areas.
Sure.
And really working with those owners. In some cases, some of those apartment owners sold to others. And so those have been cleaned up as well. And so we have some that's what makes our community so great is when you're being proactive and going and targeting those areas that are high crime areas and not letting them happen, that element will leave.
Oh, that's sure. Exactly. They're going to find a different place.
Right.
They may find a different community.
The criminals do not want to be contacted. I know we say it's a book and release, but they still don't want to be contacted.
No, and you contact them enough, and they will find a different place to live.
Absolutely.
And I know they get booked and released, but
I see our job as, you know, as elected leaders as really two roles, and that is public safety and infrastructure.
Yep.
That's our role. And in that, with the county, you have Health and Human Services as well. But we were just talking about it off the air. You know, last year we spent $75,000 on every homeless person. And what did we gain?
That's nuts.
And we got an increase in homelessness, right?
That is nuts.
I mean, so if you think about it, and we were talking about this off the air too, is your average, you know, mortgage is $2,000 a month. That's $24,000 a year. We've got to pay for them to have a home for 3 years.
Sure.
Right? At the end of the day. But we're not doing anything proactively to go get that. We don't have any more mental health facilities. We don't have any more drug and alcohol rehabilitation centers. Think the amount of money we spent on that homeless population and what did we really gain. And I'm not knocking anybody. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that it's time though as local leaders and as the state of California as a whole, that we've got to be forward thinking about what really our next move is. And so I think with Sheriff Johnson's plan on the new jail and having those entities inside the jail where we're holding them accountable when you're getting mental health treatment and drug and alcohol treatment within the jail.
Yes.
When you don't comply, you go back to jail.
Right.
What's
wrong with that story? What's wrong with that plan?
Right.
I love that plan.
I think you got to be forward thinking beyond that, though. These people have little to no life skills, right? And so the next step really has to be a place where they can go after that, where they can then, you know, somewhat be on their own but still be held accountable through having aftercare there, learning life skills, understanding how to pay rent, how much money you're getting from either your job or whatever income you have, you're paying rent on part of that. And then I went to a nonprofit recently to their fundraiser, and I didn't even know they existed. And it was just an amazing thing where they're actually doing exactly what I'm talking about. They're they're in an apartment or for a couple of years tops. They're learning those life skills. They're getting jobs. They're paying the rent, but they have them pay $100 extra every month. So you know what happens at the end of that 24 months? They have $2,400 as a down payment to go get their own place.
Right. That's smart.
That's forward thinking.
So this,
that's the forward thinking.
So
that
this group owns an apartment building. That's what you're saying. And so they go, they pick, they've sorted some, right? And so they sort the ones that they think that are the closest, because we got a triage thing, right? Are the closest to be able to stand up.
Right.
And then they, you know, you could get
and they have
an army of volunteers
rate.
For that.
They have an 80% success rate. 80%.
They go get their own place after two years.
And so we've got to be forward thinking enough to look at those that are successful and go, we need to copycat that.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
Even
and if this was a local.
Even if it's helping them get bigger.
This was local?
Yes.
Did they help them find employment also?
Yes.
Oh, see, that's beautiful. I don't even know who that is, but I want to thank you and congratulate you right on the air today. What was the organization called? I want to thank you and congratulate you because that is how our community makes a difference. I mean, really how our community makes a difference.
Absolutely.
I was just thinking, Baron, if that group was recruiting, they could get an army of volunteers to help them, right?
Absolutely.
They could get an army of volunteers to help them. Everybody in this community would come forward and say, hey, you know how many clothes I go through? I mean, they must need clothes. Dudes my size must need clothes. I'll give you all my clothes.
Faith Works is what they're called.
What are they called?
Faith Works.
That's great. Faith Works. Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
And I hadn't even heard about them until I got invited to a fundraiser and was told about it. And my wife and I went, and we were just literally blown away. And the stories that were told is exactly what I'm telling you here today. That stories of, I didn't even know how to get a checking account. I didn't know how to write a check. I didn't know how to balance my checkbook. Those small things that you and I and the general public take for granted that we do every day, these people had no life skills. I talked to one gentleman, no father and mother to help him get there.
Right.
And so, you know, his was a life of crime until the last few years. And it was just an amazing story. And there was several of them where the same story after story, not the same as in, but the same outcome, right? Where they learned these life skills, where they were short on life skills, they got to learn those things. And it's really what you're talking about, sifting, right?
Yep.
Sifting out what you know and what you don't know and teaching what you don't know to you.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. And I feel like, cause it's called Faith Works, and it does. I feel like, though, once you start incorporating the faith part of it, as long as they don't try to inculcate their clients with, you know, a Christianity or whatever it is, I think that turns a lot of people away. I think that they don't like the religion part, although maybe some of them do and they come to that, right? Maybe they come to church and...
Well, faith has a lot of forms, right? Faith,
yeah, true. Oh, yeah, I'm not saying that it doesn't, but I'm thinking about the mission and how they don't want to go to the mission, right? I don't want to go to the mission because the mission is a faith-based organization, right? And they're inundated with faith ideas, you know? So... That good conversation right there, Baron. Listen, Free Fire Radio, we're going to take a break real quick, and we'll come right back with District 5 candidate Baron Browning, and hope everyone's having a great morning.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Reading loves seeing new people and families move here, looking to join our community. But when those same people run for office telling us their big city ideas can unlock the untapped potential of our home, they're wrong. It's a shame they feel that way and can't see what makes our community so special. If untapped potential means bringing San Francisco to Reading, then it's better we just leave that keg untapped. Re-electing Michael DeQuisto and voting for Marcus Pardon will make our community great. And they're going to do the work needed to safeguard our home, paid for by the committee to elect Michael DeQuisto.
Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here again. I am running for District 5 Supervisor, and I'd be honored to earn your vote. District 5 includes Anderson, Cottonwood, Shingletown, and now Happy Valley. The one thing all these areas have in common is water issues, or better yet, the lack of water. The ACID canal is empty for the first time ever, and this has caused an environmental nightmare for the South County. Wells are going dry, ponds and creeks are drying up, fields and pastures have been destroyed. Happy Valley has been facing water shortages and severe cutbacks for a few years now. And in Shingletown, Grace and Nora Lakes have been drained, plus their water storage project has been held up over government red tape and regulations. Mark Twain once said, "Whiskey is for drinking and water is for fighting over." Shasta County needs a fighter who will fight for the people and stand between the citizens and government overreach and red tape regulations. Water is the lifeblood of the earth, and I will fight for that lifeblood for Shasta County. I'm Chris Kellstrom, and I would be honored to earn your vote. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Hi, this is Marcus Barton, candidate for Reading City Council. As a resident and business owner in this area for over 20 years, I pledge to use my experience to improve the quality of life in Reading. I will support responsible development while safeguarding historic properties like the riverfront and rodeo grounds. I will support our law enforcement officers and firefighters so that we have the best emergency services possible. I will support our business community by cleaning the bureaucratic muck bogging down our permit approval process. With your vote, I commit to putting your priorities first.
This is Michael DeQuisto, Reading Vice Mayor. I'm supporting and wholeheartedly endorse Marcus Parton for City Council.
Paid for by Marcus Parton for Reading City Council 2022.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. If you've shopped for groceries or gassed up your car lately, you know that inflation is getting worse, not better. There is no reason why everything we buy these days needs to cost so much more than it did just 2 years ago. The Biden administration and the Pelosi Congress are wrecking our economy with their massive spending, their regulations, and tax increases. They've wasted our precious water, neglected our forests, and ruined our domestic energy industry, making us more dependent on expensive foreign oil. Their bureaucracy, their regulations, and mandates make everything cost more, crushing small business. I fight in Washington for families' needs, not some political agenda. To keep our water flowing and our crops growing. A federal government actually managing our forests to prevent devastating fires instead of watching them burn. To cut through the nonsense to help our families survive. I'm Doug LaMalfa. I approve this message, and with your support, I'll keep fighting for what's right. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Voting is your right and civic duty. It is important to know who is running for office and to know the definition of proposed measures that are set to appear on the ballot. Read up on political issues and figure out where you stand. Get out and talk to people and learn more about who could represent you and your interests. Attend local forums involving political candidates and find out if their interests align with yours. Be informed. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hi, this is Erin Resner, candidate for Shasta County Supervisor, District 1. I've been blessed to call Shasta County home for most of my life. My husband and I have built a business, served the community, and raised a family all right here in Shasta County. Like many counties, we have our share of complex problems, and those complex problems require real, long-term solutions. Whether addressing homelessness, mental health, or public safety, I can promise I will listen to you, work with you, and fight for you and our community. Vote for me on November 8th.
Paid for by Erin Resner for Supervisor 2022.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Got my gift right here from Carl and Linda. It's a nice bottle of Basil Hayden.
I thought it was your lunch.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, because after this I have to go shoot.
Okay. So,
no booze before we shoot. But, yeah, that's a nice bottle, and I want to thank Carl and Linda for that for my birthday. It was yesterday. I had a great birthday with my family, and I wish you a happy birthday on Facebook.
Thank
you. Yes, you did. And I want to thank everybody. I got so many birthday greetings on Facebook yesterday. I just want to thank everybody for taking the time to wish me a happy birthday, and to know that friends in the community are such a blessing.
Yes, they
are. I mean, such a blessing. And it's one of the reasons why when people talk about leaving California, I tell them, hey, all my friends are here. That's really what I tell them. Hey, all my friends are here. I can't leave. What would it, go make new friends? I guess I could, but no, my friends are here. I like that. And there's 99% great people here.
Absolutely.
Absolute great people. It doesn't matter. Here's what I like. It doesn't matter who's running for what in this county. I think the candidates are well positioned, and I like them, all of them. Some of them I like more than others, right? And I vote for them. I like the strategy. I like the way they think. I like things like that. But you don't have anybody in this county that when they come on TV, I say, turn it off. I can't stand that guy, right? No, I think they've all done a good job. And for the most part, like you, Barron, for sure, you've got a good, strong leadership background in politics, right? You've been on that board down there in Anderson for how long?
8 years.
Eight years. That's a good, solid a background in politics, as far as I'm concerned. And I'm not saying you have to be a politician to be a good leader. That's not what I'm saying.
Correct.
But it does certainly help that you know that you've led, that you've strategically employed some ideas and initiatives down there in Anderson that really have made a change. I mean, you go to Anderson, you can tell it's a different place, right? And I've talked to cops. I talked to a lot of cops in my business, and I've talked to them, and they're like, oh, yeah, it's a good place. They moved to Anderson and get on the force down there, and they're like, yeah, I enjoy working for Anderson PD. It's a lot different even than the 15 miles up here in Redding, which is good also, but they just really, really like it down there. So big kudos to you and the other leaders down in Anderson for the job you've done. And hopefully you'll come up here after you win your election, and you'll sit on the Board of Supervisors. That would be good. I think you'd be a great, you're also obviously a great candidate right now, but I think you'll be a great leader. You know, one of the things about that is there is a lot of consternation with Patrick Jones. And I think that, believe it or not, Patrick Jones has a lot of good ideas. And I like how he thinks. And I like how he is. He and I have had, you know, our battles in the past, just personally, because we see each other, we bounce around the same industry. But I like how he's leading that freedom movement, right? I just would like to temper it a tiny little bit sometimes, right? Not talking bad about Patrick, because I love it, but and I hope that when you get up there, you will be a voice for that temperance, right? Just a tiny little bit. The other day when he looked those two residents in the eyeball and said, there is a case going before the Supreme Court that is going to be, handed down within the next year or so for open carry in every state, right? That shocks people, but it only shocks people because the state of California has got it upside down on purpose. And by saying that, I mean, in every other state, when you're carrying a firearm openly, that's the safe and legal way to carry it. You cannot conceal a firearm on your body. That is dangerous and must be permitted with a license. Okay? So, because law enforcement and everybody else feels like if they can see the firearm on a body, then everybody's good with it. Everybody knows who has a firearm, right? It's easy to see. The guy's obviously not a danger because he passes background checks to get a firearm. So that's true freedom. And when he said that, I said, you know what? That's true. I've never been an advocate for open carry, but because you don't have to open carry, I can still get my license to carry it concealed. But in most other states, you have to have the license to carry it concealed. You carry it openly and freely if you like. Colorado, Oregon, places like this. Now, I ask you, when you go to these states, do you see a lot of people carrying a gun openly? No.
Very rarely.
They do not carry them openly. I wouldn't either. Right, I would carry it on my body like I do now, concealed normally, because I know there are those who makes them uncomfortable. But I like the idea of freedom. I'm a freedom voter, and I know you are a freedom leader. At the same time, we're a nation of laws, and you dug into the books down there in Anderson, and you figured and you look, found some codes, and you really made a difference in your homeless population.
Yep.
And people who take up room on sidewalks, and people who stop and give the homeless money.
Yep.
Money should go to the mission, or faith works, or right. someplace like that. That's where it works.
Right. Absolutely.
It doesn't work when you give it to them on the street. All you're doing is supporting, is enabling them.
Supporting a habit.
You're supporting a habit.
That's right.
Right? And those people have really, really habits that will kill them one day. They don't think it will, but it will kill them one day. And so it's that kind of forward thinking that really makes me excited to have you in this race for District 5.
And I'll tell you, and I don't know that a lot of people know this, but and this goes for all law enforcement within California. Whenever you contact somebody in that regards, one of the things that you have to do is have a discussion with them about where's help.
Right.
And they're given a paper, and that paper is discussed between the officer and that person about the avenues that they can go to go get help. In some cases, it's happened. I've been out there and seen it. And we've seen some very tragic stories where you have, a mom and dad and a child or a child or two. And they're like, nope, we're done. We just didn't know what else to do. We're here. And law enforcement does a good job of getting them to those services that can get them placed, in a safe facility and not out there in the woods, where but more importantly, the child can be harmed. And so people don't know that they actually do this, but every one of them do it. I watch it over and over and over again, and I applaud our law enforcement, for taking a step back and having that compassion, to recognize, who they're dealing with, and be compassionate enough to say, we're here to help you.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. And that contact might be the contact that matters the most, that makes the change, right? I mean, who knows?
Well, they say, and in some cases it happens right away because they didn't know they had any of their options. But a lot of cases it takes 7 or 8 contacts before it triggers in their mind, like, yeah, I'm done.
Sure.
I'm ready.
Yeah, they got to get to the bottom.
Those are real stats, not
out.
My made-up stats. Those are just real stats. When you say something over and over again 7 or 8 times, it does sink in. And at some point they're going to go, yeah, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
I'm sick and tired of this. I'm sick and tired of sleeping on the ground.
Right.
What can I do to get out of here?
Right.
What can I do? And, I also think that while they're doing those contacts, they probably also find people that are wanted and have warrants and
absolutely.
Stuff like that. So yeah. It works both ways. That's really good.
Yeah.
All right. We're talking to Baron Browning, locked in a battle for District 5. We're having a great talk about strategy and leadership, and we're going to go ahead and take a break and come right back, and we're going to continue our conversation. This is Free Fire Radio. I'm Ted Lighty, and enjoy the break.
A new voice for Anderson City Council. Amarjeet Singh will listen to you at town hall meetings. He supports Anderson Police Department and the Anderson Teen Center. Amarjeet Singh, Anderson City Council. This ad paid for by Singh for Anderson City Council.
Hey Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here. Albert Einstein said, insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. We have been electing politicians to office over and over and keep expecting a different result. Career politicians get in office promising to make our lives and our communities better, yet once elected things continue to decline. Crime, transient camps, wildfires, water shortages are all out of control, yet we put the same people in charge who promise to fix these things and then do nothing once elected. I am different. I am not a career politician, nor will I ever be one. I am a common sense Shasta County native who plans on making things better in the county I grew up in and in the county that I love. I will work hard for all the citizens of Shasta County, and since I plan on pushing for term limits, I will not waste any time. I think some of our problems grow because politicians who plan on spending decades in office don't get in a hurry to get things done. Let's stop the incentive. Vote Chris Kellstrom for District 5 Supervisor. I promise you that I will get things done. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Hi, this is Marcus Barton, candidate for Reading City Council. As a resident and business owner in this area for over 20 years, I pledge to use my experience to improve the quality of life in Reading. I will support responsible development while safeguarding historic properties like the riverfront and rodeo grounds. I will support our law enforcement officers and firefighters so that we have the best emergency services possible. I will support our business community by cleaning the bureaucratic muck bogging down our permit approval process. With your vote, I commit to putting your priorities first.
Hi, this is Reading Mayor Pro Tem Mark Mazzano. I'm excited to tell you I'm endorsing Marcus Parton for Reading City Council. He is the best choice for Reading.
Paid for by Marcus Parton for Reading City Council 2022.
My name is Brenda Lunty. My husband and I have owned San Francisco Deli for 30 years and been a resident of Shasta County for 40 years. I first met Kevin as a customer in our deli. When he decided to run for supervisor of District 1, where I live, I was happy to offer my support. At a recent reception, a woman mentioned she had difficulty contacting local officials, trying to get answers. No one would return her calls. Kevin immediately offered her and everyone else his phone number. He was willing to talk to groups, small or large, one-on-one, to anyone who had questions about who Kevin Cry was or anything else they might have concerns about. I believe he is someone who will be accessible to those who put him in office, not just the elite. Every Shasta County voter deserves to have access to our officials to get answers to their questions and concerns. I'm confident Kevin is that guy. I am endorsing Kevin Cry for District 1. Thank you, Brenda Lunty.
This ad paid for by the committee to elect Kevin Cry. Supervisor, District 1.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
A new voice for Anderson City Council. Amarjeet Singh will listen to you at town hall meetings. He supports Anderson Police Department and the Anderson Team Center. Amarjeet Singh, Anderson City Council. This ad paid for by Singh for Anderson City Council.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's awesome Thursday morning. Ted Leidy in for Carl Bott. We're having a great conversation with my friend Baron Browning. As you know, Baron is running for District 5 supervisor. So this is your reminder to get up, go to the kitchen table, or go to your desk, or go to your mail pile. Take out your ballot. Open it up. Read it. Vote. Get it to the county clerk. I know some of the propositions are complicated. I got that. Right? And we don't have time to go over them right now, or else we would. Maybe I'll have Carl have me back on and we can go over them and make sense of them. Because in the voting guide, they don't make any sense. And that's on purpose, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's on purpose.
It's all about wording.
It's all about wording, right? I mean, you can go
to
college.
That's how we got 4757 and AB 109 because exactly, the wording was fantastic, right?
That's exactly. It's exactly the problem.
And none of it's true.
And you know, people get mad at me when I say this, but I really believe it to be true. We have in our state, is so diverse that we have millions of English as a second language residents, right? And yes, citizens. And guess what? When you make that complicated, it's hard to understand. And I've been speaking English or my version or my Cottonwood version of it for 57 years. I'm reading it and I can't understand it. All right. I know what I want. I want to vote freedom. It doesn't matter to me. I want to vote freedom and I want to vote law. Right. I want to vote safety. And I want to vote leadership. But if you read the voting guide, it's very complicated. And I think it's really complicated when you have Prop 47, which was Safe Communities and Schools Act or something like that. Yeah. I mean, if I can't understand the paragraph, I'm just going to look at the title and say that must be a good one. And right. It's a bad one.
Right.
It did
none of those things.
No, it really has hurt our state.
Right.
And then they run right by with Prop 57.
Right.
Which was called something else, something with neighborhoods in it, right? And it appeals, the title appeals, so you read it, and unless you have a great understanding of the English language, you can't get what it is at all about the, on the write-up right below it, and so you vote on the title, I guess.
Right. Well, this is really important. In the June election, we had below 40% turnout. That's horrible.
Yeah, that is horrible. Absolutely horrible.
And we're hoping for 50.
Right.
Like, in this election.
I know.
In the midterm election. We're hoping for 50%. Why are we even talking about that?
Why can't you get 90% turnout?
Right.
It's your duty to vote.
You get the ballot mailed to your house. Everybody gets their ballot mailed to their house. Not that I agree with that, because I think chain of custody is important. But for what we're talking about, it's mailed to your house. You fill it out. You mail it back. We should have 90 to 95% turnout.
It could not be any easier.
Yes.
I mean, look out your window. If you've got something going on outside that you want changed, you must vote for it.
That's right.
You must vote for it. Yeah, you must vote get out leadership.
And vote. Please get out and vote. And not just about local, but local is super important. We have a lot more that we could do and a lot more we could have going on within Shasta County if we elected the right leaders that were forward thinkers and were willing to support our sheriff to get those things he needs to curtail the criminal element within our county.
And he's a good strategic thinker. So I think if you get on that board and you and Patrick Jones and the rest put your heads together, I think you can come up with some funds and some ideas to support him, and he can make a real difference. And of course, the chief,
right?
You know, the chief also. I think that's really, really important. And I just feel like that group, that board that gets elected, whether it's Reznor or Cry, I think both of those are good leaders also. So I think we've got a good group coming in, and I'm excited to see you guys work. Now I wanted to ask you. You got this, was it a half-cent sales tax passed in Anderson, right?
That's correct.
And you got it because your residents believed and trusted you. That's
yes.
really the deal here.
And we've held true to that ever since. In fact, we were audited a couple years ago, and it was overwhelmingly that we have always been forthright with what we're going to do with the funds. That at least 50% of that was going to law enforcement. I believe it's closer to 65-68% is actually going to public safety, for more officers and more equipment. And then the rest was really about a quality of life for the citizens, and making a family environment. And so you saw a couple years ago, we put in the $1.5 million splash pad, which is totally free. We're in the middle now of looking at what we can add next to it. So we're going to put in a kid park right next to that that will be full of public safety items within it, play structure that will have public safety as the theme. So you have fire and police. You'll have a police station. You'll have a fire station with all things to climb on and jump off of, and wheelchair accessible, wheelchair items for kids that are in wheelchairs to actually get up there and be able to go down the slide. In a lot of cases, as we've learned going through this process, wheelchairs can't normally get up there. Well, the way it's being structured, they'll be able to wheel the wheelchair over there and then slide the person down, and the parent or guardian can go back down there and get them. So,
oh, wow.
Just thinking outside the box, the same with the swing. They'll be able to go up one of the swings that they'll be putting in, will be accessible for wheelchairs as well. And so those wheelchairs are wheelchair bound, I should say. So just thinking outside the box, but we spent, you know, in the last, 8 years, we've done a lot as a country of saying police are bad and all these things. Well, we're the exact opposite city of that.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Everyone understands.
During
that.
All of that time, we enhanced our law enforcement. We did a lot of training, which we talked about earlier, with law enforcement, and the public in that area absolutely love our law enforcement. And I think getting then Chief Johnson, now to Sheriff Johnson, you're going to have you're going to see the same thing happen within the county when all of us aboard can agree to do those things. And going back to a statement that you made earlier about getting the board to, I don't necessarily know about unite, because we win some, we lose some, right? But really going in the same direction. And the one thing that Anderson does well, which Norma Komnick, and I miss her dearly, a great mentor for my public service, said a long time ago, Baron, you listen to everybody equally, because when you're not listening, you lose 20% of the good stuff they said. And I think that's the one thing we do really well, and I'm hoping to do as a supervisor, is let everybody speak equally and pull parts of everybody so everybody feels like they're a part of, and you end up with the same common goal to get that item move forward.
Sure. Sure. And so every supervisor says when they're campaigning, oh, I'm going to do so many town halls a year. I've heard that, you know, this and that, you know, this and that, as you're going along. Are those really important?
We not find a good success with town hall meetings and people coming to them.
I think
the better thing, which is what I do, is being out in the public all the time, talking to those constituents, having regular meetings with them when they call and talk about things. You know, I've done a good job of meeting with one of our largest businesses within Anderson. I'll continue to do that. I have regular meetings with the Rancheria and what their population needs are and looking at all of those things. Those are what we're supposed to be doing, right?
Right.
Is meeting with groups.
Individually to find out what's going on.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, and I think
I wondered about that.
I think they're moving in the right direction, though. I hear a lot, and it was just done the other night, too, was having a lot more night meetings.
Yep.
So the people like us that work every day can go to those meetings, and I think that's super important. So
they
can come and have conversations with us. I think that's better than a town hall meeting, is having those night meetings where they can come and talk to us about what their stripes are, no matter where they live.
Yep. All right. Well, Baron, it was sure great having you on today. Good luck in your fight there, and I look forward to seeing you on the Board of Supervisors. I think you're one of the good guys.
Thank you, sir.
And I absolutely look forward to